times there are no answers to what we're going through. Sometimes you won't know just what to do. That's when you'll need somebody to hold on to. He'll be your friend, he'll carry you. Mississippi man, we all have to sing. He'll carry you. He'll carry you all through the storm. He will see you through when things go wrong. And strength of you, just lean on him, and he'll carry you when your faith is broken into pieces so small, and no one will answer when you call. But that's when you'll need, yes sir, you're gonna need somebody to hold on to. He'll be your friend, yes he will, and he will carry you. I stopped by to tell y'all today that he'll carry you. Yes, he will. Through the storm, he'll be right there. And when things go wrong, and friends of you, all you got to do, just lean on him, and he'll carry you. Somebody needs to know today. I know he will. When you're going through the storm, he'll see you through. And when things go wrong, with friends of you, thank you, Lord, just lean on him. Let me take time out to tell y'all what he'll do. He will walk with you, and he will talk with you. He'll stand by you, and he'll hold you in his arms. Yes, he will. All you got to do is just keep the faith and keep depending on Jesus. And you will. And your heart is so heavy. But I know somebody.
If I hold on to your halo, I know I can go wrong. Master, will you give me, Lord,
the strength?
My way get dark at night sometimes.
It's gospel music at its best, and you are catching the wave live here from the studios, Raleigh, North Carolina, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One, always my pleasure, and want to thank all of you again for catching the wave. Many of you know we are your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world, and you can tune in right here 7 days a week. That's Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. right here on the NFI. Again, we want to thank all of you for locking in, and we are celebrating our 27th anniversary. That's right, 27 years right here on the NFI Radio and Television Gospel Network, and we are an international network. And many of you know the 27 years we've been on television for 27 years. Now, this network here, we started in February 2014, and that makes us 5 years here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. So we thank all of you for making it possible, and we appreciate every kind word you share. You can join us on our website, nfiradio.com, and you can also join us on Facebook Live as well, simply by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network. Again, you can lock in live on Facebook simply by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network. And you can call in to make your request simply by dialing 347-215-8049. Again, that number, 347-215-8049. Now, let's continue with more of the very best in gospel music right here from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Anybody here got a new way of living? Anybody got a new way of giving? What I want you to do is get up out of the seat. Come on and help us move ahead and give God some praise if y'all don't mind. Come on.
Talking about your friends. who took my sickness.
It was you.
Fill all my pain. Lord, I, oh yes.
Lord, I
thank you.
Lord, I
wanna thank you.
Minutes after the hour, you're catching the wave, and that gentleman there, many of you know him as Mr. Spencer Taylor and the Highway QCs here from the NFI studios. Got more coming your way right here on the NFI. Again, want to thank all of you so much, and we have a lot of music for you that we're going to try to kick it all the way up to 8 p.m. tonight. So stay right where you are. We've got more of the very best in gospel music headed your way and the Word of God. We'll be right back right after this.
Hello, I'm Robert Davis with Disability Claiming Consultants. Are you sick or been injured on your job and tried to get your disability benefits through Social Security and been denied? Don't get frustrated. There's help for you. For over 30 years, I have helped over 1,000 people throughout North Carolina get their benefits they deserve. Give me a call today at 252-492-8715. Again, help you can count on. Call me, 252-492-8715. Thank you.
Yeah.
on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave on the NFI.
We're not magicians. We just put magic into our music.
Cut it.
And now, another 30 minutes of today's best music. Best music.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Madam, madam,
Exodus begins with the triumphant story of a man. Chapter 2, verse 1, listen closely, you'll understand the plan. Pharaoh, in the heat of his anger, plotted to destroy the babies from Israel's belly, let the girls live, but kill every boy. But a child named Moses was one that God chose to be. The vessel sent into Egypt to deliver Israel and set the captives free. You see, God took a nobody, made him a somebody, told Pharaoh
what he did,
telling my people go.
No matter what you do today, no matter what you say. Let my people go.
Unfortunately, we still ain't free, you see. You think racism is ghost like Casper? Don't forget what just happened down in Jasper. I ask you why the baby's crying and daddy's dying. From the east side to the west side, to the south side, genocide. You can't hide from the fact, all the modern day perils I attack. And I stack the knowledge inside my mind, packed deep like a nine. The power from above I find. Rise up my people, cause it is time. Come on, come on. That's right. What you gonna tell them now?
Let my people go.
Trying to survive. As long as you're selling that mess, doing that mess, you keeping terror alive. Don't hide from the matter, whose pockets are really getting fatter. Some churches are quick to say, man, but they ain't that quick to help a man.
Well,
I don't understand. If that's your brother, love your brother. Know your brother, show your brother, no matter what color. Don't hate one and love the other. My people, victory is yours, and terror's defeated. If you don't know the book, read it.
No matter what you do today, no matter what you say to me.
No matter what you do to me,
no matter what you say to me,
no matter what you think of me,
let my people go.
Let my people, let my people go.
Carol,
go, go,
can
go.
You hear me?
Let my people, let my people go.
From the White House to the Black House. This song is dedicated to everybody who's still in bondage by the system, by the powers that be. Break those chains of ignorance. Recognize who you are and whose you are. And if you don't know, now you know. Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
I said, can I get a witness?
Yeah.
Can I get one witness?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, come on. Let the band play. Let the band play.
bless you.
Sitting here thinking about what the world needs now. The world needs a savior. The world needs an anchor. And one thing I know about the anchor, he done everything that he said he would do. And he did a little
I'll see ourselves no more. Danger now is past. Raging tempest, it's all over now. I'm on the rock at last. I've escaped the burning sand. Never, now, never, no more too wrong. Bound for glory, that old promised land. I'm on the rock at last. I'm on the rock at last. Up on the rock at last. Ourselves no more.
No, no.
Danger night past.
Yes, it has.
Raise the tempest, it's all over now. I'm on the rock at last. I'm on the rock at last. I'm up on the rock at last. Feel old feet, but the rest in place. I'm on the rock at last.
I'm not.
In the mix, and we are live here from the NFI studios, Raleigh, North Carolina, right at the top of the hour, and we've got more music just for you right here from the NFI studios. Once again, want to thank all of you so much for your kind words. Those of you that let us know that you enjoy the music that we play each and every day right here from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. We've got more music coming your way, the old, the new, that's quartet and contemporary music just for you right after this important message.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Co-Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m., and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Catch the way.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. You're catching the wave in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass.
Mixing live on the one and two.
Give up the
love it. I love it. And you are catching the wave and pray that you are enjoying thus far. We are right at the 14 minutes after the hour. And certainly, again, we are so grateful for it to bring you the very finest in gospel music and the word of God right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. All right, once again, you can join us on our website, nfiradio.com, and you can also join us live on Facebook simply by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network. Again, on Facebook Live, it's NFI Radio Gospel Network. Okay, well, look, some lot of things happening, a lot of things going on. But most of all, we must stay focused and understanding, knowing who our Heavenly Father is. Because when we go to Jesus, Jesus is going to get us to the Father. He's going to take that you go to in prayer, and you're going with a sincere heart, and you're having a mind to have that communication and that relationship with Him, huh? That's the important part. When you have that relationship, it's important. And, you know, when you bring unity together, there's strength. And many of times we don't have that strength because we don't have that unity. It's important to have unity as we continually go forward, as we and brothers and sisters in Christ continually do it for the glory of Jesus Christ. All right, that's the sounds of Brother James Fortune that you just finished tuning into. I've got another new one for you, and I know without a shadow of doubt you're going to enjoy this one. You're catching the wave here on the NFI.
You don't know what I've been through. Let me share my story with you. All the things that He brought me through. My stormy days and my rainy days. You don't know all the tears I've cried. The things I've kept bottled up inside, trying my best to be strong, waiting on God and holding on.
Somebody you just don't know.
I don't know.
grown up and running from tonight. Well, how many can say I'm still willing to run? Well, you don't have to tell me, but he already knows. You can tell a neighbor, Lord, I'm willing, willing to run. We'll be right back.
your miracle.
Step into your miracle. Step into your miracle.
I like that.
Step into your miracle. Step into your miracle. Step into your miracle. Step into your miracle. Step into your miracle.
Just look at you.
Say it.
I've
That's right. Is that all right?
He will take care of you.
Just clap your hands right there.
He will take care of you.
I need y'all to do this. Just say what? La la.
I say it's all right.
Come on.
Clap your hands and scream.
La 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 la.
I say it's all right.
Hit it with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody say it with me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Just clap your hands. Everybody just
clap.
Just
clap your hands and scream.
And everybody just clap your hands. Say what?
I say it's alright.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
You should say what?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sing God will.
God will.
God will.
God will.
Take care of you.
God will take care of you.
Everyone you'll be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He
will take care of you.
Brother Fred Hammett, we are in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. Come on, Fred, give me some more. Hello.
Say.
Hey.
Come on. Say, yeah. Y'all keeping this thing going, I see you. What?
And everybody that say clap.
Yeah.
Somebody say
like a yeah.
Say clap your hands and scream it.
It's
alright.
It's
alright.
Make me feel good, and all he does.
I've been through the storm and rain, but I made it. I've suffered so much heartaches and pain. Oh, baby, I've had to cry sometimes. Oh, but I made it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I made it. I've been through the storm and rain, but I made it.
I don't know about you, but
I've suffered so much heartaches and pain.
Cry out right now and help me sing.
Hallelujah.
Do I have a number that can help me sing?
Hallelujah.
Can you just help me say it again?
Hallelujah.
The devil don't like it when you're saying it. Somebody else ought to cry out.
Hallelujah.
I wish I could get everybody on this side to just cry out and say,
Hallelujah.
Everybody, everybody, get together right now and say,
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I made it.
Come on and give him a praise.
Been through the storm and rain, but I made it.
How about you?
I've suffered so much heartaches and pain,
but I'm glad because
I made it. I've had to give up my life for somebody wrong.
Gospel music at its best, and that gentleman there does not need an introduction. Many of you know him. He is the doctor of quartet music. That's the sounds of Doc McKenzie and the Gospel Highlights live here from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. Again, I'm your host, the Anointed One, always my pleasure as we give God the praise through songs and the Word of God, and you can lock in right here. That's 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. All right, as we approach the top of the hour right here, 15 minutes before, again, we want to thank you so much. And those of you, you can join us on our website, nfiradio.com, or join us on Facebook Live as well at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Now, many of you know we have a television broadcast that airs twice on Friday. And those of you, if you are here in North Carolina, you can catch the Wave every Friday morning at 6 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. on the new Spectrum TV channel 24. That's again 6 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. on the new Spectrum TV 24, playing the top gospel videos around the world. And those of you...
Gospel music at its best live from the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Hello, my name is Elder Demetrius Hunter, and welcome to the Lincoln Park Holiness Church NFI Radio broadcast with our good friend and co-worker in the ministry.
Got a single out when our little CD is out. If you don't have it, you can get it. The song says, I...
Join now Faith International Ministries out of Atlanta, Georgia and Raleigh, North Carolina on People TV 24 or live stream us at peopletv.org anywhere in the world. Every Sunday at 5 p.m. till 6 p.m. for the top 10 video gospel countdown of the month. Hosted by Reverend Ferlin Carney, it's quartet and contemporary gospel video, old and new of your favorite. Don't miss us, every Sunday 5 p.m. till 6 p.m. on People TV Channel 24 Atlanta, Georgia, or live stream us at peopletv.org, and catch the wave on the NFI Television Gospel Broadcast. And now Faith International Ministry. For more information on how to be a guest, email us at itbelongtogod@yahoo.com.
The hottest mixes on the planet.
Yep.
You're rocking with the best.
For the kingdom.
It's like I'm running in a race, but it's already been won for me. Man, I just wanna celebrate. When it was 99, you found me 100. You know me better than I know myself.
Can't do it on my own.
When I'm running on empty, I know that you got me, yeah.
Now we got the prices going way, way up higher.
Only you're worthy.
It ain't about me, no. Yeah, it's all about you. I just wanna put my hands higher. Just wanna live my life. Don't want you to love me. You still love me. Now we got the prices going. Why are we apart?
Thanks for listening. And now let's join Apostle Janet Rutten with Turn on the Light radio broadcast from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. The word of the Lord said that everything that have breath, praise ye the Lord. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow, with another Turn on the Light broadcast where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We know that Jesus said in John chapter 8, sort of verse 12, he let the people know that he was the light of the world. Glory to God. And he said that he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So we're just excited today to be able to come back with you on another Monday afternoon from 1 to 1:30 with the Turn on the Light broadcast. We do give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're just excited about what he is saying and doing in this season and in this hour. We would like to also give honor to Apostle Barbara Watkins, to the NFI radio staff, to Reverend Kearney, and to each and every one of you that tune in to listen to the Turn on the Light broadcast, who turn in and listen to, number one, the NFI radio staff, because there are many great men and women of God that's breaking the bread of life. Glory to God. And so we will have no excuse into why our hearts have not been changed, why we're not living the blessed life, living holy, because the word of God is being brought to us on Edge social media. I saw it the other day in McDonald's. They had a plaque up saying, trust in the Lord with all your heart. In different places, the word of God is being presented. So we will have no excuse why we are not living holy, why we are not living a life that pleases God. There will be no excuse. Glory to God, because the word is being presented unto us. We're just thankful to God today. We have a short word that we're not going to be up here long. Glory to God. But we're going to give you a prophetic word that God had given unto us on last week. I didn't say I was a prophet, but the only thing I can tell you is that God gave me this prophetic message. And I pray that it will lift somebody's head. It will bless somebody. As we know that we are in the last couple of days of June. This is June the 27th. Glory to God. And on Friday starts the second half of 2022. And I know that there are some people probably saying, you know, I've been hearing so much prophecy. I've been hearing so much word and everything, but I'm not seeing any manifestation as we talked about last week. But this is a sure word from God because it was affirmed over and over and over again. And the Lord wanted me to let you know on today, the Holy Spirit dropped in my spirit and ministered to me, get ready for Christmas in July. Those that waited, trusted, and believed in God, getting ready to see what they have been praying for come to pass. The people that fought against you, who could have helped you and could have blessed you but didn't, God is going to manifest miracles on your behalf right before their faces. We know that Psalms 23 tells us that he prepares the table before us in the presence of our enemies. Glory to God. And so God is getting ready to bless you. So those people that could have helped you didn't, let them go. Forgive them. Don't continue to talk about them. Don't continue to be angry with them or mad, because your situation is just right for God. God allowed people to see you go through the struggle, go through the hardship. God allowed people to see you go from one extreme to the next, so that when he manifests his miracles in your life, that the people will say, that was nobody but God. Only God could have done that. Glory be to God. Even down to when we think about giving. We know that Matthew 5 and 42 tells us that give to him that asks of thee, and from him that will borrow of thee, turn not thou away. Luke 6 and 38 says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Shall men give into your bosom? For with the same measure that you meet with, it shall be measured to you again. Because one thing about it that we must realize that on this Christian journey and in life in general, there are ups and downs in life. One day you're standing on top of the mountain, then the next day you find yourself in the valley. There is nobody, 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 nowhere in this entire world that don't need help sometimes. Now, it's up to you if you keep your mouth closed and you don't ask for help. Then how can anybody help you if they don't know that you're in need? But the word of the Lord lets us know, even in Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given, seek ye shall find, knock the door shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth; he that seeketh, findeth; and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. God talks about giving all over his word. And why does he talk about giving? Because God himself is a giver. Remember John 3:16, how he gave his only begotten son. And so he was the example for us to follow, that we are supposed to help one another in need. Even down to, we look at Matthew 6:11, it tells us that he gives us this day our daily bread, spiritually and naturally. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And even down to when I was reading in Leviticus 19 on last night, I was awakened at 11:30 last night and stayed up until 5-something this morning. And that was in Leviticus chapter 19. And verse 9 and 10 says, and when you reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of thy field, neither shalt thou gather the gleanings of thy harvest. Because the first 3 years when they planted, they were supposed to not eat of what they had planted, because it belonged to the Lord. Glory to God. And even down to the 4th year, and then it was dedicated to the Lord. Then the 5th year, they were able to eat. Even down to verse number 10, it says, thou shalt not glean thy vineyard, neither shalt thou gather every grape of thy vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and stranger. I am the Lord your God. So God always has a plan and a purpose in place for the poor. Glory to God. Even down to Jesus said, the poor you will have with you always. But it is our responsibility in the kingdom of God to look upon the widows and the orphans and to look upon the poor. And when it's in your power that you're able to help somebody and you don't, that is sin unto you. And so, but God wants to let you know, glory be to God, that he is about to manifest miracles on your behalf. The situations that you're in that only God can do were allowed so that the unbelievers, the naysayers, the liars, the cheaters will see the hand of God move in your life so that they will know that you serve the true and living God. That's why God is going to do this thing himself. That's why we are in the season of the supernatural, where we're going to see the supernatural hand of God move on behalf of his people, those that have been faithful to God, those that have lived holy and lived and walked upright before God, that have been committed to the kingdom of God and to God himself. I'm not saying the perfect, because we all fall short of the glory of God, but those that set their hearts towards God, those that made God their first priority, those that held on to God's unchanging hand in the mix of trials, in the mix of everything that they were going through. They didn't compromise. They didn't change their mind, but they kept their faith, their hope, and their trust in God. Mm-hmm. God is getting ready to visit you. You're getting ready to see the supernatural power of God move in your life in such a way. You're getting ready to experience the suddenly. Just like Paul and Silas, when they were in jail in Acts chapter 16, they did not complain, they did not murmur, but the word of the Lord said that Paul and Silas, they prayed and one song, and then an earthquake came and shook the foundation and the doors were open. God supernaturally freed Paul and Silas because they were doing the will of the Father. Mm-hmm. Those that press their way to strive to do what's right, that strive to do what's pleasing in the high sight of God, God is going to visit you. Ah, yes, 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 yes. And he's going to do it so that they will, the people that have criticized you, look at you running to church every Sunday, look at you giving out your money to the church. Look at you. Mm-hmm. Ah, every time the door open, you in there. But look at you. I got more than you got. Look at you. Mm-hmm. God is going to let them know that you serve the true and living God. And they will know that God is with you, that God is for you, and he's more than those that are against you. I'm talking about Christmas in July. Mm-hmm. The first half of the year, of this year, was for two things. It was for proving, and it was for pruning. Mm-hmm. Proving means that your heart is with God, regardless of what goes on. For example, you look at Abraham. When Abraham finally got, God asked him to go up and offer that seed. He didn't fuss with God. He didn't say, God, look, now I just got it. I know you're not asking me to. I know you're not asking me that. After all these many years, you're going to ask me to go up and offer him? He didn't say none of that. But the word of the Lord lets us know, glory be to God, that he went on up and did what God told him to do. He went up on the mountain. And even down to Isaac himself said, well, Lord, Father, I see the wood, and I see this, the fire, but where is the sacrifice? And Abraham said, God will provide. And even down to when they went up on the mountain, the word of the Lord said that he told the men, y'all stay here, and we will be back. Mm-hmm. Ah, you can hear say, mm-hmm. Oh, my God, thank you. The word of the Lord lets us know even in Hebrews 11 and 17 in the hall of faith that it says that by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, on whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. But Abraham had such a faith in God that he believed that God was able to raise him up or even up from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. That he had so much faith in God that he believed that if he had a kill, that God should have gave him another. And that's what you call proving, even down to in Deuteronomy chapter 8. He talked to the children of Israel as he was preparing them to go into the promised land. Verse 8 said that he put them in remembrance of how he had brought them all the way through the wilderness for 40 years. And he said to humble thee, to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldst keep his commandments or no. Glory be to God. And so the first half of 2022 of this year, glory to God, was proving. Mm-hmm. And the second half was pruning. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. The second half was pruning. Glory be to God. We know that when you have a plant and you want it to continue to grow, you have to break off the dead leaves and you have to break off some stuff that will hinder the growth of that plant. Mm-hmm. So the Lord had to prune us. He had to trim that fat away from around our hearts, and he had to bring deliverance in our lives of us from anything that would hinder us from going forward in the things of God, from doing the assignments that God has put in our minds and in our hearts and has ordained us and called us and anointed and appointed us to do. But first, he had to prune us. Mm-hmm. See, because as you've heard us say many times before, the anointing, the faith that you had last year, the anointing and faith you had just yesterday, mm-hmm, has to go up higher. Mm-hmm. Glory to God, because you're wrestling with Satan, but Satan comes in many forms. He comes with the same thing. He doesn't come with nothing new, but he brings it in a different way. Mm-hmm. And you have to have that sharp discernment, glory to God. And your faith has to be built up and strengthened. You go from faith to faith in order to go from glory to glory in God. Mm-hmm. So there were pruning had to take place. Even down to when we look at glory to God, Luke 13, mm-hmm, in the Bible, in the New Testament, Luke chapter 13, it talks about how verses 1 through 9, how there was a man that had a vineyard, the owner vineyard, and he had planted a fig tree there. And he came and sought fruit on it, and he found none. And he told the one, the dresser that kept the vineyard, he said, for 3 years, I come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why cumber it the ground? Why are you going to keep right on working with it, wasting time on it, and I'm spending money towards it? But the dressers, leave it alone. Mm-hmm. Let me dung around it till I shall dig about it and dung it. Give it one more year with it. If it bear fruit well, and if it don't, we shall cut it down. And so there was a pruning that took place. Why? Because we were created. Mm-hmm. He was preparing us, his people, for to be both fruitful and to produce. We need to have the fruit of God's spirit to be produced in our lives towards other people, and we were created to be productive. Mm-hmm. Even down to when you think about the parable about the man that went into a far country and he gave talents unto his people, he expected them to produce when they came back. And so we were created to both be fruitful and to produce. So that's why proving and pruning took place the first half of the year. But the second half of the year of 2022 will be the time of manifestation of everything that God has spoken in and over your life, of the word of God as you live by his word and you be willing and obedient. The Bible said we will eat the good of the land. Glory be to God. If you delight in yourself in him, he said he will give you the desires of your heart. That is the word all day, every day. That's Psalms 37. And so we come here just to let you know that some of you are getting ready to experience Christmas in July. Glory be to God. While you thinking it, God already done it. While you speaking it, God already brought it to pass. It's already done. He knew everything you were going to need to survive before you got here. Just read Genesis when he began to create. Glory be to God. He put everything that man was going to need to survive here before he put the man here. Even when man messed up in the garden and went into captivity and bondage for 400 and some years, while they were in bondage, glory be to God, a promised land was being built. Glory be to God. He caught up Oshanda so that when he delivered them out of their bondage, he brought them out to bring them into. That's how God operates. When God brings you out of something, he's going to bring you into something else greater and new. Glory be to God. There's some of you, you're losing your homes and you're feeling some sort of way about God. But we're here to let you know, don't you give up on God, because God has not given up on you. That if he brought you out of that home, yes, I've been there 50 years, yes. I've been there 15 years, yes. That's all I know, but God is getting ready to bless you with grace. Glory be to God. I know that some of you are probably saying, how can you say these things when grocery store shelves are bare and showing signs of famine? But I stand on the word of God that tells me in Psalms 37 and 25, I have been young and now I am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. How can you say these things when hardship and struggle is everywhere? Oh, I look back at the children of Israel in Exodus 1, 7 through 14. When this new Pharaoh came on the scene that did not know God, number one, and didn't know Joseph, number two. He said, come on, let us deal with these Israelites. It's a whole lot of them. So in case they get in war, they might try to turn against us. The word said that they were afflicted with burdens. They served with rigor, which means severity, strictness, demanding, difficult, and extreme conditions. Their lives were made bitter because of the hard bondage. But the children of Israel believed one day that their God was going to come in and was going to deliver them from what it is that they were going through. Even in Exodus 5, 10 through 20, glory be to God, when Moses went in and told Pharaoh to let God's people go, that he got upset and got cocky and began to say unto Moses, you want me to let them go? I don't know your God, and why should I let them go? Then he went and said, the people are idle. They're murmuring, they're complaining, huh? And he made their workload harder. He said that we're not going to give you straw. You're going to have to go out and find it for yourself. And you're going to have to produce the same amount of labor that you did before. Nothing shall be diminished. Oh, it was the right time where God stepped in and he plagued Egypt with 10 plagues. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. And so that lets me know that God is going to step in right on time. Your situation is just right for God. But God wanted me to let you know up here today, get ready for Christmas in July. Mm-hmm. It may sound strange. It may sound far out there. Glory be to God. But I got to tell you what he told me. Get ready for Christmas in July. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, I think about my own self. Let me give you my testimony. I had a car, but I started having health issues with my eyes. I could not see how to drive and with my right knee. And so I said, I'm up here paying $506 a month, $306 for the car and $200 in insurance. I said, Toyota wanted to buy the car back, and I sold it back to them. And I was driving my sister's car that passed last year in November. But when everything was over with, when she passed, family got together and decided, after I'd done all the running around and everything, they decided to give the car to another family member that had no license, that had a substance abuse problem, don't even have a job, but gave the car to them knowing that I had a need. But guess what, God? And I jumped up and tried to go out and get a job, and I tried to do things on my own. I said, I need a car, Lord, and you know how what goes on with me and my body, but I'm trusting you that you'll heal my body, and I'm going to get up, and I'm going to go out here and try to get a job. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. But the more I tried to do something, the more things went backwards. I had to pay Uber, and Uber was eating up my money. One day I had one trip when it was all said and done to the doctor. I had paid over $100 to Uber for just one trip in just one day. I said, God, it's got to get better than this. Okay, well, step back and leave this thing alone. Mm-hmm. And the next thing I know, some friends came to see me the week of my birthday. My birthday was June the 14th. I had some friends to come and see me, and they came, and we went to eat. And they left, and I was thinking that they were home. But they called me, a video call, and they said, look at this car right here. And I said, that is a beautiful car. They said, that's your car. One gave this, another one gave that, and the other one gave this, and somebody else gave that. And the car was $1,500. And this everything has been paid down on the car is for maybe $100. And that was God. I didn't ask nobody. I didn't ask nobody. But that was how God moved. Because, see, God blesses us to be a blessing to other people. God will move on your behalf either supernaturally, or he will put somebody on your mind, on their mind. It's still God. He will put you on somebody's mind, and they will say, I was thinking of you. I want to bless you. I want to bless your life. See, we got to understand the world has got it. We don't. They understand the biblical principles that it is better to give than to receive. But we want to receive all the time. Or either we keep our hand closed in a fist, where nothing will go out, but nothing can come in either. But when you give and you make something happen for somebody else, God will make it happen for you. Glory be to God. That is what God done. And so I know for myself, I'm not just doing being a repeat. I'm not going around asking people questions or listening to this prophet or that prophet. This is what he put in my spirit. He said, you tell my people, get ready for Christmas in July. Your latter half of this year is going to be greater than the first half. He just had to prepare your mind and heart that when you get the blessings of God, once again, you've heard us say this, we will tell you again things that he told me. Number one, make sure you turn around and bless God back. Number two, pay your bills. Don't say, I'm going to get distressed. Pay your bills. He's giving you what you need to pay your bills. Number three, save some as a seed for the next season. be a blessing to somebody. Glory to God. Father, we thank you and we praise you, lifting your name up on high, glorifying and magnifying your name. For your name is great and greatly to be praised. Father, I have given to the people what you gave unto me. Father, I know that you're going to show yourself mighty and show yourself strong on behalf of your people under the sound of our voice, God. Father, whatever they stand in need of, you letting me know your hands have already provided, because great is thy faithfulness. Father, allow your people's hearts to be open, their minds to be receptive, and grab a hold of this word. Glory be to God, and stand on this word on today. We love you. We thank you. We adore you. In Jesus' name, amen. And one last thing. Even down to, I found a little something to do. It was only one day at first, and then 2 days. The day that the man brought the car to me before I could finish paying for it, he gave me the title, everything, so I can get the registration, I can get the tag. And at that time, it was only $850 paid on the car. But he said, I trust you. I'm going to bring the car to you anyway because you need transportation. The same day I got the car, how about the enemy attacked my body? When I got to work, I got so sick that I had to go home. I couldn't stay. Stayed sick all weekend, stayed in the hospital for a whole day. But how about God allowed money came from everywhere to pay the car down to only $100? God said, I still had to move you out of the way because I wanted to show you that I'm going to do this. I'm doing this. So I'm here to tell you, I'm a living witness. If you can have faith and trust and believe in the word of God, you shall be established. God, to bless you is our prayer. We love you. God knows we love you. And God is for you. He's more than those against you. God is on your side. And guess what? So are we here at the Turn on the Light broadcast. God bless you.
Been listening to Apostle Janet Wooten out of Raleigh, North Carolina, with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. Be sure to join her every Monday at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Until Monday, God's doing a work in you. Stay blessed.
You to work on me. tuned.
Y'all tired. Come on, come on.
Talking about a good time. We'll be all get home by no one.
nobody go nowhere.
Lift your hand and say, God is sending us. God is sending us.
night won't be.
This won't be my summer.
Having just enough just to get by won't be you.
This won't be my summer.
Dog cage in the pool, you where you belong. Oh yes, it is.
This won't be my summer.
Dog cage to break you out of some stuff tonight. Oh yes, it is.
This won't be my
summer. I don't care how long you've been bound. He came to break you out tonight. Hey, he came to break you out. He came to bring you out tonight. Lift your hands all over this room. And if don't nobody else get it, greet it for your home tonight. As your hands are lifted up high, I need you out of your own mouth to begin to shout in the atmosphere. God is changing my scope. Open your mouth.
Thank you.
when I come to the end of myself. Father, carry me. Father, carry me. Yeah. When I come to the end of myself. Father, carry me. One thing that I desire of you, and I may dwell here with you forever. I'm chasing no other. When I come to the end of myself, Father, carry me. When I come to the end of myself, Father, Father, carry me. When I come to the end of myself, Father, carry me. Father.
Carry me on.